Hi, I'm Barry Ritholtz, and this is Purposeless Capital. Quote, "This has to be one of the single greatest losses of personal wealth in history," so says Mike Novogratz in a recent Bloomberg article. Today's Good Friday, and the spectacular rise and fall of Bill Hwang that Novogratz was referring to. Good Friday is as good a day as any to reflect upon the philosophical purposes of money. Described as one of the world's greatest hidden fortunes, Archegos's epic meltdown led Bloomberg Sonali Basak to observe, quote, "Wall Street's habit of lending to lucrative clients with few questions asked is getting unwanted attention. For the world's largest banks, KYC plus AML equals LOL. Let's skip those issues to focus on something more intriguing. What is the purpose of money? To those fortunate enough to have accumulated a great fortune, towards what purpose is that capital aimed? Once capital has defined ambitions, the next question is how one should then manage that fortune towards those goals. Failing to consider these issues can result in dissatisfaction, unhappiness, and losses. This is true whether you are a family with $100,000 or a family office with hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. Without a purpose, money is merely an entry in an accounting ledger. But capital tied to a useful purpose has magical powers. Reading about Archegos leads me to conclude that this was purposeless capital. Hey, listen, we all can appreciate quietly accumulating a small fortune with a stealthiness implying status and social approval was not your prime motivation. Maybe it was that. Maybe all that leverage simply made discretion a requisite. Regardless, the elements of recklessness and mismanagement of risk makes me wonder what rationales were being expressed via these investments. All portfolios express a viewpoint, and if you learn to read between the holdings, you can identify purpose, goals, personality, and meaning. Towards what purpose was this extremely leveraged, wildly concentrated, incredibly risky portfolio constructed? Greater and faster returns. I can fathom no other explanation for why someone would build a portfolio this way, other than, I want more and I want it now. What other motivations might there be for this deeply risky, borderline insane portfolio? Portfolios so hyper-concentrated they make ARK's Kathy Wood blush. So leveraged they raise the eyebrows of Lehman Brothers' Dick Fuld. Across the entirety of my career, I have repeatedly witnessed talented people get destroyed by their own refusal to get rich slowly. People kicked out of the industry for just stupid infractions, manifestations of their lack of patience. Time and again, I see the insistence on right now cause deep and irreversible problems. There are too many ways for investors to submarine their own prospects, but a lack of patience is perhaps the most consistent destroyer of wealth broadly seen. Maybe the SEC should explore replacing the Series 7 exam with the Stanford Marshmallow Test. Perhaps I'm reading too much into this. Maybe Hwang was merely misguided, trying to repent for his prior insider trading sins. Maybe he was thinking, this is for the greater good. We don't know. We can never truly understand what is in someone's heart. We can only look at their actions as a way to glean some insight into what they were thinking and what they were trying to accomplish. Note to self, your actions matter more than written thoughts and unexpressed ideas. This is the reason we deeply integrate planning into wealth management. Money without a goal is mere lucre. Capital without a purpose is simply currency awaiting mischief. There are many lessons to be learned from the debacle that has befallen Bill Hwang and Archegos Capital Management, but at its most basic, there is this simple question. What purpose does your capital serve? For more from me, check out The Big Picture at ritholtz.com.